Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
And welcome. Happy Friday. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. He's exercising those acting chops down at a gig in Chicago. So best of luck to him. I'm told break a leg is a sign of good luck in the acting industry, so I told him to break a leg. Hopefully he doesn't do it literally. Folks, you are listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and Locally Grown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, WFHR 1320 AM. And I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side. Got Evan on the board screening your calls. Evan, appreciate you helping out this afternoon, making it in to produce the show. As you may have not heard the breaking news, Evan, because just an hour ago, in a Friday news dump, this is where we're starting today. Robin Voss did not wait for next Tuesday's Assembly Caucus, GOP Caucus meeting. Robin Voss has effectively taken out the trash on a Friday news dump, and he has fired Michael Gableman.
I wouldn't have guessed it. Wow.
Yeah, it was a Friday afternoon news dump. I kind of had a feeling I floated this idea on Wednesday after Tuesday night's results were so close.
Yes,
I said that a Friday news dump may have been the method that Voss would use. I'm still shocked he just didn't declare it on Tuesday night when he was popping champagne, even though he only won by a margin of 260 votes and had to spend $500,000 to protect his seat. He, again, is the most powerful elected Republican in the state of Wisconsin. I don't believe his primary opponent has conceded the race yet either. He's contesting it. So wonder what that feels like for the Assembly Republicans. Kind of a little taste of your own medicine, but whatever. Gableman is out. Now, I think it's important to note, Robin Voss doesn't get any brownie points for this. He does not get applause for doing the right thing because he took so long to do the right thing. We know that Michael Gableman has been an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin since he started the charade he began more than 13 months ago. Robin Voss did not fire Gableman after he went to conspiracy theory conventions in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Arizona, hearing from the MyPillow executive and the Cyber Ninjas. He did not fire Gableman after he consistently mishandled open records as he was supposed to follow them as a contractor of the state of Wisconsin. He did not fire Michael Gableman because he exceeded the budget of $676,000 that Voss signed off on. Gableman brought it to him. Voss wrote him a blank check. He didn't fire him for exceeding that budget. He did not fire him for using a personal email to conduct state business for the first 2 months that Gableman was doing this charade. No. It took Michael Gableman to endorse and record robocalls and ads for his primary opponent that nearly beat him for Robin Voss to decide, yes, I'm going to fire this man and no longer allow him to do the work he's doing. But it's important to point out how Voss is framing this firing. And we've got Matt Smith from WISN in Milwaukee doing an exclusive interview with the Assembly Speaker. We got a short preview clip. It's going to be, I believe, broadcasting this weekend on the Sunday shows in Milwaukee. And Matt Smith asks Robin Voss, so we got a short clip of that interview. Evan, let's play that for the people now.
How did this go down? Did you call him? Have you talked to him?
We sent him a letter. We did it through the process of the contract. I really don't think there's any need to have a discussion. He did a good job last year. It kind of got off the rails this year. And now we're going to end the investigation. We're going to focus on winning the election so that the bills that we passed, which are ready to go to fix the problems that were discovered, can be signed into law hopefully early next year with Governor Michaels.
You haven't spoken to him?
Not yet.
When's the last time you have talked with him?
Within the last month. Yeah.
Before he endorsed your opponent.
Obviously, yeah.
When did you find out about that, and were you surprised that not only he endorsed Adam Steen, but campaigned for him?
It was just disappointing because it was outright lies. I mean, there's no legislator in the country who authorized a taxpayer-funded investigation but the Assembly Republicans. We gave him carte blanche where he came to us and said, here's the budget. Here's
gave him everything he wanted.
For us, we said yes to what he needed. He then had the freedom to be able to operate as he chose. And then to somehow say that we were never serious about the investigation, that's just a bold-faced lie.
Obviously, we don't need to discuss this.
Obviously, let's
so
just
funny.
Sweep this under the
oh,
rug
it's
now.
So good.
Robin Voss, and he points out a couple important points in that 60-second clip that we just played from WISN in Milwaukee, teasing the longer interview that will be airing this weekend. But Robin Voss points out that, oh, I thought Michael Gableman was doing a terrific job. I thought he was doing real well until he turned on me and started endorsing my primary opponent. Robin Voss points out that, yes, we wrote him a check. He came to us with his budget, and we signed off on it. He exceeded that budget. He's almost more than double. We have spent, as Wisconsin taxpayers, more than $1.1 million on the charade that is Michael Gableman. This week, after the election results, when Robin Voss said this about Gableman, let's hear that, Evan.
One sec here. There we go. Okay, are you ready?
Well, I'm ready when you are.
Mike Gableman is an embarrassment to the state. So I am going to take some time to talk with my caucus next week. We actually have a caucus on Tuesday. I'm going to talk about it with all the members and see what the next step should be. But I am not going to let my joy for tonight be focused on a person like Mike Gableman who isn't worth the time to talk about.
Oh, man.
Yes. So that was what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had to say about Tuesday. After Voss said that, on Wednesday morning, the Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee requested that the state begin an audit of Robin Voss and Michael Gableman's conduct of the review. An audit of the audit, because it was so mishandled that Voss was pointing out on Wednesday, Gableman went extremely political. It is important for Wisconsin taxpayers to find out how that money was spent. More than double the budget that was already a vastly overbloated budget, $676,000 to review allegations of nothing. Because, again, Michael Gableman spent the last 13 months finding nothing. It was a charade. It is smoke and mirrors to try to make it harder to vote in the state of Wisconsin. And now that that lunacy went off the rails to the point where Robin Voss only eked out an election victory on primary day, on Tuesday, against his primary opponent by 260 votes, Robin Voss is finally deciding that now is the time for it to come to an end. Not before all of the other terrible headlines that it brought, all of the missed deadlines for reporting that Gableman was supposed to brief the state legislature on. None of that was out of bounds. But Gableman took a shot at the king, and he missed. Voss did the head count. His caucus, he has the votes still in his caucus, and he is firing Michael Gableman today. That is the Friday news dump that's going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. Brian's off this afternoon doing some acting gigs in Chicago, but I got Evan on the board helping me out, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We are broadcasting on Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau, and locally grown radio 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. You can share your tangents with me at any time throughout today's show. We are also broadcasting live on Facebook, so if you want to check out what the show is doing online. Follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. You can also follow all of those great stations on their Facebook and Twitter accounts, respectively. But it's an interesting Friday around here. We got a kind of a little rainy afternoon. We've got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that I want to dive into that I haven't heard a whole lot of others picking up on yet today. But this is the breaking news within the last hour and a half, in the last 90 minutes. AP and several other outlets are reporting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has fired Michael Gableman. I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you think, if you're a conservative listener out there and say, well, how are we going to get to the bottom of those allegations of fraud? Or if you're maybe a little bit more progressive listener out there and you want to hear or want to share your thoughts on, well, better late than never, or what you think about the topic. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And I'm shocked almost, Evan, that this happened. I was expecting kind of a pretty fiery caucus meeting next Tuesday. I was really hoping to be a fly on the wall of that caucus meeting, because it sounded like there were some cracks at the seam. Again, this week has displayed the mutiny that is going on in the Republican Party across Wisconsin. The elected officials, the leaders of the GOP here in Wisconsin, wanted former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish to be the governor nominee. Republican voters chose differently. They chose construction businessman from Connecticut, Tim Michaels, instead. And so the rifts in the Republican Party are strong here in the state of Wisconsin. But one of those rifts is coming to an end. And I have a feeling this is not the last that we've heard of Michael Gableman. Just because Gableman and Voss haven't been talking for the last month doesn't mean that Gableman's going off quietly into the night. So his next steps are going to be very interesting to follow. The next steps of several of these other candidates, Voss's primary opponent, and several other candidates that lost, like State Representative Timothy Rantham. He won't be in the assembly anymore. All of these people are going to have so much more free time on their hands, and that almost gets even scarier because it sounds like we might have a bunch of hairy weights running around Wisconsin that aren't elected officials. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.